At the Portage County Democratic headquarters in Stevens Point, the atmosphere was businesslike and serious as Julie Lassa savored her victory over Superior Realtor Don Riella and said she would listen to the district's angry middle-class voters.
They are really upset that here they are working hard, playing by the rules, and they're not being treated fairly. We need to take Wisconsin values to Washington to really shake things up.
Meanwhile, there was a party atmosphere at a Schofield sports bar. A boisterous crowd reacted to the news that former Ashland County District Attorney Sean Duffy would be their congressional candidate in a district that hadn't voted Republican in four decades.
And I'm excited. The race has been called. Now we're looking for our general election with Julie Lassa.
What's it going to take for you to turn this district Republican after 40 years?
Some good common sense, Glenn. Talking about fiscal responsibility and how we bring jobs back to Wisconsin. And I'm going to continue to work my tail off.
Duffy won a hard-fought contest against Portage County farmer Dan Milkey, who ran unsuccessfully against Dave Obey 2 years ago. And there are hard feelings. Milkey says he cannot support Duffy.
Just because Sean is a Republican, at this point, unless he makes major changes in his philosophy and starts to act like a congressman that's not tied to Washington, he will not get my vote.
Milkey says it is, quote, highly probable that he will run a write-in campaign for the general election, which could split the Republican vote. In Stevens Point and Schofield, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.